Thangin Podcast would like to appreciate everyone who has listened and watched our episode. On behalf of the podcast, we would like to encourage every one of you to follow and subscribe to us using whichever medium you choose to listen to us. This increases our outreach and makes us bring bigger and better guests for amazing stories. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Thangin Podcast. Today, I'm happy and I'm glad to be in the presence of Mr. Kizwalo Simbila, who is an entrepreneur and the founder and CEO of What to Connect, I Connect Tanzania and School Biz Network. Mr. Kizwalo, you're welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
The first question I shall ask everyone, for someone who may not know you, how would you introduce yourself?
My name is Kizwalo Simbila, as you introduced me before, and I'm just a young boy from Tanzania. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a managing director and a CEO of a few of my companies. I'm a mental health advocate. I'm an opportunist because opportunity is always coming, you know.
Yeah.
So, as earlier said, I'm from Tanzania, and coming in China recently. But recently, I'm in China right now. I came in China in 2016, and before I came, I've been doing some projects of my own. I've been doing I have one of my company called School Biz Network, and we deal much. It's a community and it's a network of students, so we're trying to keep students around so they can learn, they can network, and they can come together so they can see how can we build an ecosystem of seeing how can we help the students in Tanzania, in Africa large, in different areas through technology. That's when I introduced SchoolBiz app. That's where it brings students together so that they can do what they do in there. So it's just a students community platform, social network kind of, you know. And recently I have something called What to Connect, run by the What to Connect Company Limited. And within, it's a mental health platform. Because as you know, Africa or Tanzania, mental health is a new thing. I really love saying it's something that is brought by the whites, you know. So to us, it's something very, very new. And we have a very, very few players like psychologists and therapists who are trying to help people in Africa or in Tanzania. Because if somebody tells you anything about therapies, we are not used to that life, you know.
Yeah, true.
We barely even attend the therapies. Maybe for those people who are really, really, maybe modern, who are used to, they can understand these things. But most of the people, we love keeping things to ourselves, you know, and see how can we do what we do as long as we have to be okay. Yeah. And lastly, I have I Connect Tanzania. Actually, this is a traveling agency. So I'm a traveler. I really, really love traveling. With the motivations around, I said, why should I invest in this thing? So that's when I founded I Connect Tanzania. See, how can I travel around Tanzania, getting to learn the culture, you know, and getting to explore as much as I can and enjoy life. So I had to keep it as an opportunity to myself and see how can I move and go around and make life a better place.
Nice. I like the fact that you said you're an opportunist, because most people are, but they won't say it out loud. So
true. And I realized that most people are really afraid of doing something, you know. Because I met people, they say, yeah, I just have this and this, but I'm afraid of doing it. I don't know how can I start. But for me, I have learned in a different way, taking risks. As long as I love what I do and something that I'll enjoy doing it, I said, why not? Because who knows, can be an opportunity maybe for later, but at least if you invest earlier, things will come out. So you have to be persistent and patient. Things will come around.
Okay. Let's talk about what to connect. It's among your works that I really love so much, especially when I look into your videos on WeChat. The traveling you have there, when I see people holding gatherings with your friends, and you know, I really like that. So tell me about what to connect, why you started it, and what's the mission behind it.
So what to connect, before 2018, I had something called what is it called? I had a project in China. I was studying Ningbo University. So I remember 2018, I had this project where I had a plan of keeping, bringing some sort of talk to talk with different students. So that you can see, it's sort of a podcast, you know, so that they can, it can be a platform for them to be free to talk about anything, you know, and get to understand what they have been doing, as how you're doing it to me. So when I started, and after the COVID started, there's some stuff, I haven't experienced it, but I had some few friends who they were passing through some stuff. Though at that time I didn't understand what mental health is in deep. But after I went back home, I said, let me do my experiment, let me do my research. And I realized that there is a very wide range, or there is a very wide angle of helping a lot of people in this, in mental health. Though I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapy, I'm not a psychology, I know nothing about mental health, but I was really, really pushed into it, you know. I'm a social guy. I really have a lot of people on my cycle, and through that, I said, why shouldn't I create a community of people or of youth whereby we can sit, play games, do barbecue, travel, you know, we can do short stories, short movies, poetry, anything, but our angle can be mental health. And this could help me also learn as time goes on and get to understand more about mental health, because we have psychologists with us who from time to time, you know, advocate different issues, have different discussions. So through that, it's creating a way of me learning more about mental health. So I remember I said, let me give it a try, you know. I do graphics and designing, I do video editing, I'm a content creator. I said also this can be a platform for me to make as much content as I want through the community, you know, because as long as you have a community, it's very easy for you to do any contents that you want, as long as you have people with you. So I said, let me do an event and see how can the people receive this. So I remember I sat down with my laptop, designed the poster, and the event was all about meeting up, you know, playing games, doing anything. It was free of charge, and what they had to do is just they have to come with any food that they have, any food that they can come with, so that we can come together from time for eating as a family, you know, networking, because that could be the time for people to get to know each other, you know.
Yeah.
So when I tried that, I remember I was so surprised I received more than 70 people coming to the event, and it was so fun. You know, people exchanged contacts, people networked as much as they can, people learned, because it was the time that we sit in cycles, we talk. And it was a time where people open up, you know, talk their issues out, and through the psychologists that we have, they help them in one way or another.
Solving mental health through community gatherings, if I to get it right.
Yeah, it can be one of them, but we have different projects that we can do. We do poetry, you know, short stories, you know, we can do traveling, you know, as long as, you know, in our generation, I realized in my research, maybe I can say, people don't like sitting inside the room on the chair, you know, like people talking, they don't enjoy. For the people that we have these days, or the youth that we have, they love having fun. So if you give them something interesting, that's a way for them to show up, come enjoy. But through their availability on the spot, it's a very easy way to get their attention and talk to them and see how can we create an awareness through the stigma that we have on mental health. And I think that has become a positive approach in Tanzania, I can say, whereby people really come from time to time and people really ask, when is the next event? When is the next event? When is the next event? So people, after they see what you have been doing through the social platforms like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you know, they see what we do, they really love it. That's when they really need to come for the next and next and next and next. So that's how we build our community.
So, how does one get access to your events? Or where are your events?
No, most of our events are in Tanzania, but I'm trying to set a project in China to see how can we start this, because we really, really need this here, you know. But in Tanzania, people can come in different angles, you know. We can have some trips where people can pay. We can have some meetups from time to time where people can get the tickets for the events, you know. We can have some, we have projects that we have to reach the community, because those are the free events that people also come. So we do some charities, visiting hospitals, some activities, you know, sports, jogging, you know, football, as long as, because mental health has different angles on seeing how can we help our mental mind to stay fit. We can do sports, we can do anything that we want, reaching out the community. So we have different projects in different angles, see how can we bring impact in different areas through mental health.
Okay, nice, that's really nice. So when you look at mental health in general, do you think so much is being done about it right now?
Actually, I really don't think, but at the same time, I think so, because it can be a yes, it can be a no.
Okay, but tell
much
me
more I'll talk. much more I'll talk about my country, Tanzania. Mental health is something that these days, at least, people are getting aware of the thing. But before, it was very hard to explain and somebody to understand you that, hey, you have mental health issues. Somebody can't understand you, you know. Other people think maybe it's witchcraft, you know. So every people take it in a different way, because they don't have the knowledge of how mental health works until somebody gets mental health illness, attends the hospital, and some stuff become worse, you know. So for my side, mental health is something that's growing, because even when you seek for data about mental health, it's very hard to get them, you know. So there's a very wide range of seeing how can you fill the gaps that are not done yet. That's why we're trying to do this very area, so I can see how can you build even the data that we have the information. We don't have a lot of information these days. I'm not really sure about other African countries, but I believe most of the African countries also they're struggling building this thing. As I said, it's much more than it's the white people thing that's abroad to us. You know, we're not used to this stuff. So it's a growing approach. So yeah, I can say people are still coming up to it. That's why we're trying our best to create awareness, so that people can reduce the stigma and understand very much well about mental health. Also, even the governments are starting, you know, to understand and creating different programs and some investments in mental health. So I think it's something that's coming up now. At least we have some crusades that are done by the government each year. It started the year before yesterday, so we realized that now things are becoming serious. People are now receiving this and seeing how can we help people with mental health. So some awareness are continuing to be done and things are getting positive. And I believe there'll be something best in the future.
Okay. And according to you, what ways can we be better at solving mental health? Maybe through your work, through your initiatives. Have you noticed a method or a way that you can feel like, okay, this is how mental health should be approached?
For my experience and through what I learned, I grabbed some few ideas on seeing how can we help ourselves with mental health. One of the challenge that we have is people to open up, you know. That has been a very, very big challenge. And we have different angles on seeing how people can, you know, can open up. And we have different people of different environment who they may have mental health, you know. We don't know what single mothers are passing through. We don't know what the guys ourselves or fathers are passing through. And much more, you can stay with somebody, laugh, enjoy, but you don't know what he's passing through. Until somebody opens up, that's when you can understand and see how can you help him. But our community is very hard to open up and tell somebody, hey, I have this issue and this issue, I need help. So that's what we are struggling right now to create the community of people who can open up, we can get help. You know, so through our through what we do and through our communities that from time to time we meet up and we do traveling, you know, traveling, staying away from the city with the noises, with the stress and work. Sometimes we need our time off. We go camping somewhere, you know, very far at least. We have our brain relaxed. We can be free to do anything that you want. That's when our mind, at least they can relax and also they can learn more about mental health. So through that community that we do, when we talk, we realize people open up. Because at that time, you know, we have topics that we have discussions about them. So how we discuss and how people are talking, others have problems, you know, they speak up. And through that, we see the idea of people opening up, working through what we're doing. That can be one of our approach that we thought it could be working, and it's working, you know. Traveling away from the city, away from work, away from the staff, at least 3 days off, you know. Mm-hmm. That's when at least the mind can think, at least you can have free time to do and enjoy life as much as we can. But also we get time to do what? We talk. We create the awareness. People open up. We see how we help them through the psychology that we have. And it's working. You know? Yeah. So we may have different approaches on seeing how can we help ourselves out. We can do exercise, you know, just to keep our body fit and our mental health okay. We can do traveling, that was the other reason of why I created I Connect Tanzania. You know, at least to just feel better through traveling. Different people have different ways of staying okay. Others through art, singing, poetry. That's how people can heal themselves through mental health. Because I know there are people who are passing through a lot of stuff, and getting some stuff out, people can just sing. So art therapy, you know, traveling and different ideas can be can come together and see how can you help yourself on staying healthy in mind and, you know, at least being okay. Also, one thing I advise, because most of the people I tell them this, if you have time, call a friend, check up on him, you know, pick up a call. How are you doing? How are you? Are you okay? How is everything? Because you don't know what somebody is passing through, you know? You don't know somebody, what is he doing? Some people may want to kill themselves just because of what they're passing through, depression, anxiety. People have a lot these days. But just one phone call, someone can say, hey, I have somebody who cares about me. Just one phone call from time to time. That's what I'm doing. I've been doing also, you know. I take my phone. Hey, how are you doing? Have I been here for you? Everything okay? That's what you do. So I think those can be different ways on keeping, staying mentally fit.
Okay. So another aspect of your career which I admire is Kobe's thing. I recently saw that BBC Swahili, you know, interviewed you, which is nice and amazing. You earlier highlighted it on, but I want you to go in maybe in detail. Tell me about the work you do at Scoobies and the inspiration behind it.
So 2017, I got an idea of having a community of students, you know, because I believe it was a good approach also of seeing how can we help the students in different areas, because we have students every day going in and out, finishing, coming. So students will always be there. So I believed through the things that I will do through School Business Network, we can create ways on helping and giving opportunities in different ways. That's why I had to create the School Business Network, because back in the times I really had passion of the students, community of students, business, I can say. So back in the times, I really love technology. I really love coding. And I said, why shouldn't I create an application whereby we can bring students together so that they can learn, they can network, and they can come together and do what they do in a positive way, so they can see how can they move and how can we create impact. So I remember we started with the website that was launched in 2017, but in China, I started an application, I think in 2019. And that's when it gave me hope. It gave me courage to push more after seeing my dreams are coming to reality, because before it was just an idea, but I really didn't know how can I do this, how can I start. You don't have a capital, you know, you don't have a team to work with. So it was a milestone for me, and for what I did, still I had an application. For me, it was such a, as we have a community inside the app, we can have more opportunities out of it and see how can we help the students around. So the idea was we wanted to create a community whereby people can do discussions, start topic and help each other, you know, look for scholarships, look for jobs, look for opportunities around, because those are the, I can say, are the more challenges that students have. I'm not really sure but to Tanzania, that's most challenges that we have, maybe in Africa in large. But people have different ways and approach on seeing how can we can they help the students. But for me, I think I stood on the two on the three challenges that we have and see how can we solve them, you know. So that was the idea behind the SchoolBase app, and really thank God through it we got a lot of positive impact out of it, and things are going okay.
Nice. Has a big organization and the government contacted you about it?
Yes, cause that can be one of the impact working with different government officials, bringing me together with them and see how can we do more with it. So I think through what I have been doing, people really grab what we do and people really look for you because they can see opportunities on what we're doing. So I think through what I've been doing, it has been giving us closer also to the government.
Hey. So far in your career, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you founded very many companies that are doing impact among the youth. What would you say is your advice to the youth who would be listening in?
I think for me, I can keep it. Maybe we may have a lot of advices, you know, but for what I've been doing, maybe for my experience in my entrepreneurial journey, I can base maybe in three things. Because number one, you have to believe in yourself. Because you can't do anything without knowing that you can do it. Because that will keep you a push, or that will keep you, will give gas for you to move forward. Because you can't just do something without believing in yourself that you can do it. If not, I'm sure you can start something and you can just let go. Because you can say, hey, I can't do it anymore. This is so hard. I think number two, you need to network and collaborate as much as you can. Because in this life, we really need a big network, you know, so we can get connected to different people for different help. Because people say you can go somewhere without a connection, you can do this, you can getting connected to somebody, you know. But if you have a very large number of connections and collaborations, you know, it can keep you in a very good road on doing much more bigger things and getting very large number of support from the people who are you connected with. So in this life, I really advise people to get connected and network as much as they can. And I think number three is just dream big. If you have that picture. If you have that picture of what you need to do in a very bigger picture, you know, it can keep you, it can make you work harder and harder to get to what your vision and your picture has in mind. I think that can be the three things that people can learn through it.
Nice. And I must say that I'm really impressed by your career so far because...
Thank you so much.
What to connect. I like the work you're doing there with mental health. SchoolBase, I've just seen, you know, from your social medias and researched on it. It's doing amazing work in Tanzania.
Thank you so much.
And I hope it can expand on the continent and create change. And people like you who through, you know, what is given to them and then you make a difference. It's really, really nice. So I appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much.
My last question would be you're from Tanzania. I see you have iConnect Tanzania. So it will just be two way. First, what makes you a proud Tanzanian? And two, why do you like travel? So those would be the questions.
iConnect Tanzania has been a platform whereby it connects us with Tanzania in one way or another through traveling. I've been starting to travel even since when I was in China, and it was a habit. So I became a traveler automatically and really loved the life, you know, getting to learn other people's culture, getting to see the new things, getting to get out of the world, you know, and just enjoy and learn from other places, you know. And coming out from home, I said, this can be time for me, you know, to move around. So it just started simple. Me and my friends, you know, sometimes we just get a car, we just have a bucket list saying, hey, today we have to go this place. It's just having a road trip, enjoy, you know, fun, getting to learn new stuff. And it has become the habit. So after having a habit, it made me invest in traveling also, because we have a lot of opportunities in traveling, especially in Tanzania, because that can also be a backbone. Because, you know, as Tanzania, we have different, a lot of interesting places and tourists coming in and out, you know. So it was a time for me to see how can I grab these opportunities. So through traveling, I really saw a lot of things, learned a lot of culture, even the things that I've been seeing just on TV, you know, at least seeing them in real life. We said, hey, taking some contents, you know, some pictures, and see how can we move with other people around. So if you travel, you know, sometimes it's not me and my friends anymore. It's like now anybody who wanna go somewhere, we just have this business model whereby people can just pay. We take maybe a bus or anything, you know, fly, go somewhere, do what we do, explore, learn some cultures, coming back, you know, from time to time to time to time. So it has become a habit. So through that, I think what iConnect Tanzania has been doing some stuff in such a sort of way. It started as a passion, then things started happening from there.
Okay, nice. And then what makes you a proud Tanzanian?
Actually, just being a Tanzanian makes me proud, because, you know, anybody will really appreciate his mother country, you know. Tanzania has we have a good culture. We have some different places to explore, especially people right now. Because anybody who asks me, where are you coming from? Hey, I'm coming from Tanzania. Oh, Zanzibar, you know. Said, all right, so everybody has been talking about Zanzibar too. And it's a place whereby a lot of people really want to go there. Through my routine that I have been going around, people asking me, hey, where are you from? Tanzania, hey, Zanzibar. So we have a lot of good places to explore. We have nice food, you know. Serengeti National Park as one among the big five and top national parks in the world. Mount Kilimanjaro as the biggest mountain in Africa. You know, we have a lot of nice stuff. I really advise you to visit Tanzania someday.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. We are neighbors. I'm from Uganda, so I can cross any day.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have come at the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
I really, really appreciate reaching out to me. I really, really appreciate having a talk with you, because, you know, having a chit chat from time to time, you know, makes us learn something from each other, you know, getting to understand what I do, getting to understand what you do. So it's a pleasure.